an open state festival creates a space where South Australians can come together to secure our future prosperity. Open State's purpose is to connect global and local leaders with South Australians to explore new opportunities and address our state's challenges together. The festival kicks off on the 28th of September and runs through to the 8th of October. And we're joined in the studio now by Program Director of Open State, Sarah Thomas, to tell us more. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Jenny.
Thanks for joining us. And this year's theme is very futuristic. So tell us about this one and why the festival has decided to go in this direction.
Sure. So the there are six themes this year, and they're all future focused. So they're around, what can we do to make South Australia a better place to live? And so looking to the future and thinking, what are some of the challenges we're facing across a range of different areas? So six key areas. So in planet, food, human, democracy, enterprise, and in our cities. So looking at what are some of the things coming our way, what are some of the challenges we face at the moment, and then what can we do to address some of those and take advantage of some of the opportunities as well.
Oh, great. And you have a huge lineup of amazing speakers and themes. How does it work?
So it's a little bit different to a normal festival, and also a little bit different to a normal conference, although there are some conferences within it. So it's a model that we developed to provide an opportunity for all South Australians to participate. It's a really open model. It's a bit of a platform that allows, and we invite the community and businesses and government and local government, we invite anyone who really cares about the future of South Australia and wants to have a conversation around how we can make it better. We invite them to host events within Open State. So there's about 150 events all up this year, which is nearly three times the size of last year. So there's been a real movement around people wanting to participate in this sort of a way. And we don't pay people to, we don't commission events like maybe a normal festival would, but we invite people to come and be a part of it. And we provide that platform. We provide the venues for a number of different events. So we have a central hub, which will be in Victoria Square this year. And we've got two pop-up venues that go up there. So a lot of the events will be held there, but then there will also be a lot of events all around the city as well.
Oh, great. And it's similar to the Festival of Ideas in a sense, isn't it, that we're sort of generating and discussing big picture things.
That's right, yeah. So there's certainly an element of ideas generation in there, and we want people to spark new ideas, but what we're really focused on is turning those ideas into action. So the whole program was developed around, we bring in some international speakers and national speakers, and some are coming as well that we haven't commissioned to bring in, but then we've got those keynotes, which is a really critical part of it, because people want to hear some of those new ideas. But we've designed the festival so that people can actually workshop a lot of those ideas and get their hands dirty and start looking at how those ideas might take, how they might roll out in South Australia and what they can do in their own kind of, in their own workplace, in their own practice, in their own industry to actually, create solutions that we can put into place right now in South Australia.
Fantastic. And one of the programs this year is Robot Brains versus Human Brains, which explores the idea of humanoids. Can you tell us more about this one?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting topic. You know, I think that there's certainly a lot in the program this year around artificial intelligence, around how technology affects us. And there's certainly, there's a real interest in, and there's certainly a lot of talk in the media around artificial intelligence, and Elon Musk is out there talking about, that being, how's that going to affect us in the future? But that talk is really looking at, what are the kind of key differences between a robot brain and a human brain, and what are some of those opportunities that we've got? And, we're going to be needing to face that sort of very nearly in the future. So, yeah, some great speakers. We've got Fiona Kerr and Jordan Nguyen who are going to be talking about that, and that'll be really interesting.
Yeah, it's one of those areas that we have to tread very carefully and moralistically, because, there could be some issues that come up, but it's also something that will help us greatly. So it is kind of that tricky thing of moving into the future, not being too terrified of technology, but also embracing it and using it in the right way.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a fantastic event that's like a really practical event that's looking at, what are the jobs going to be in a world of artificial intelligence? And we've got some experts who have done, a lot of research and working in that space that will be able to talk to young people about, okay, this is a very kind of clear and near future, what sort of, you know, what should we be doing now to, you know, make sure that we've got jobs in a world of artificial intelligence? So that's a really practical and really interesting event as well.
We're speaking with Program Director of Open State, Sarah Thomas, and some of the more obvious themes are being explored, but one that stood out to us was future food, and food is going to be a huge issue in our future, food security and the way that we grow it. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so there's a couple of events focused on, you know, the future of food, and one of the at the launch of the program, we actually invited a couple of girls to come along who held events last year in Open State, and they're also going to be holding events this year, and that's looking at what are some of the food sources going into the future, and so everyone at the program launch got to eat some mealworm and cockroach, and they weren't cockroaches, sorry, they were crickets. Almost, but they were crickets. Rocky Road. So everyone got the opportunity to kind of try what a sustainable new food source might be. And there's some of the issues that are going to be talked about as well.
So. That's so true. Because we're not used to it, our culture finds bugs to be a bit icky. But a lot of other cultures and historically we've eaten bugs for many, many centuries.
Yeah, and there's like, you know, we are in the minority that we don't eat bugs around the world, which I didn't know, but I sort of found out that day. So that's pretty amazing.
And I think they're trying to sort of very slowly ease us into it by making, what is it, cricket flour?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a packet of tortillas the other day that were made out of cricket flour. Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah. And is the issue of, because I know that GMO gets a really bad rap by a lot of people, although the scientific community says we shouldn't be worried about GMO, and it is kind of the direction that we're going, and we need to have food security. So are some of those issues going to be explored?
Yeah, there's certainly there's a whole day taking place on Tuesday the 3rd, which is our sort of future food sampler day, and we've got a whole range of speakers that'll be touching on lots of issues around, yeah, what is our, you know, future and in the food space in South Australia. And we've got such a, you know, a strong, you know, background in that and such a strong future. So it's a, those issues will all come up.
Yeah. And I love this one, which Chef Simon Bryant is taking part in, is your diet making you dumb?
Yeah. You know, there's so much around at the moment about the microbiome and gut health, and it's a really fascinating space. So that'll be a really interesting conversation because Dr. Fiona Kerr has got a lot of expertise in that area. So they'll be talking about it from the sort of scientific point of view and from the foodie point of view. So it'll be really good.
And how, I mean, there's so many things. It must be really hard to choose because we can't get along to all of them. Is there any way that you can recommend going through the guide? You do have a young person's guide, which might help younger people.
We hope that we would have enough events that we would have that problem that people would, you know, would find it hard to choose what to go to. So we've invited some people from within the community to help us put together some guides. So Ashley Minton from UniSA put together our young person's guide, and she was doing an internship with us. So that was great. She knew the program really well and put that together for us. But we've got the Australian Institute of Architects have put together a designer's guide to Open State, and there's an environmental champion's guide to Open State. So on the website there's, you know, really kind of easy pathways through the program, and we've got programs out in a lot of the coffee shops at the moment, and hopefully the website can help people navigate through that as well, depending on what you're interested in. So
yeah, just have a flick through it, I guess, because there is some cool stuff there. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Thomas. She's the Program Director of Open State, and it sounds like there's some fantastic opportunities to check out some really thought-provoking talks this year. If you want to find out more, we'll put it on our website, radioadelaide.org.au, or head to openstate.com.au.